Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review, and in today's episode, I wanted to get back into some low-budget stuff. After all, I did a few big-budget movies recently, and I need to get back into what this podcast is really about. And I found this movie at random on Hulu. That certainly fits the bill. It's called We Need to Do Something. Now, I didn't read what it was about, but I played the trailer. But I played the trailer with the volume all the way down. You see, that way I really don't know the tone of the scenes or what it is I'm looking at and what's going on. And it looked kind of interesting. Small cast with no one that I really recognize. What is this one about? Well, we start out with a family of four going into the bathroom for safety during a tornado warning. Clearly, there is some beef between the mom and the dad, spoiler free, and the daughter seems to be a little off, too. She's texting with her friend with no response and keeps getting these storm warnings. The vibe with the mom and dad is really making things super tense in this small space. Suddenly, they lose power, and there's this loud crash. They find something blocking the door, which is, you know, the only exit is the door out of the bathroom. The phone services seem to be down as well, and things are eerily quiet. The family begin to think, you know, there's something else going on. However, the daughter might actually have all the answers. And that's where I'll stop. From there, they need to get out of the bathroom, find out what's going on. That proves to be a lot more difficult than they thought. Now, what did the pros think about this one? Well, they came in at a 55% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 36%. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. The whole movie, with the exception of a couple of flashbacks, happens pretty much in one room, which actually works really well here because the tension between the parents and the mystery of the storm adds to the claustrophobic nature of the whole setting. You genuinely feel things may be worse inside the room than whatever is going on out there. The performances were serviceable, nothing great. There were a couple really good scenes here where you really didn't know where they're going to go with it. And, you know, that was in a good way. But that's also kind of where my negatives start. The movie's biggest flaw is that it lacks focus. Kind of like the title. They have to do something. Well, the story has to go somewhere, and it never really does. A couple of times I was thinking I knew where they were going with the story and what they were trying to say with it, just to kind of be derailed in the next scene with something that didn't fit what I was thinking. It seems like all they did was focus on the setting but couldn't figure out what they wanted to do once they got inside that setting. Another thing was the ending. Now, I get it. It's low budget, so instead of doing something cheesy, just have it all off screen with sound effects, which is fine. Have no problem with that. But they didn't earn the right to end it the way they did. Spoiler free. But you have to at least give us some indications of what you want us to think. This ends and you're left just sitting there wondering what the point of all of this was. You have like no idea what you were working with. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I'm going to say no, but narrowly. And agree with the pros here and give this a 57% on the Rotten scale. Now, the setup and the reason behind the storm is pretty interesting because I didn't get into that at all. The reason behind the storm and the daughter has something to do with that. And, yeah, all of that was really interesting and had potential to really go somewhere. But things kind of fell apart during that second act when it seemed like they really didn't know where the story was going and it lacked direction and how they wanted to, like, ultimately take these characters. And there's a lot of wasted potential here. But as a low-budget movie goes, they had one set which was used perfectly. They had some sound effects that were really cool off screen and some wall rattling stuff. There was, you know, made you wonder. because obviously they didn't have the budget to really show you anything. So they used the good, you know, source of sound. The performances, again, were solid.
That was pretty cool.
Too bad they didn't have enough story to take advantage and make this one of those hidden gems. Now, again, it's not horrible by any stretch of the imagination. This is not a bad movie. It's just left me wanting more and unsatisfied with the way they had the setup and everything, and I just wanted more. And that's ultimately what caused the audience to give it such low scores. Again, this is straight low-budget fare. You know that right away by just the one setting. And the audience out there really didn't appreciate that, so I disagree with them on that. But I do agree that something else needed to really happen and really needed to go someplace else to take this to the next level. Again, not a horrible movie, but just not enough for me to give it a full recommendation. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence, Instagram, Facebook. I'm up on all streaming platforms. Now I also have a TikTok that I've been playing around with a little bit. So definitely check out, subscribe, do all that good stuff. I give you a little snippet of what I got going on over here. But of course, you're only going to get the full podcast experience here. Even though I'm going to give you a little sample on TikTok, give you a little teaser about what I'm doing here. But if you want the full uncut dope, you got to come to the podcast. But anyway, thank you again for all the people that have come through. I appreciate it. Don't be afraid to like. Don't be afraid to share and subscribe. Definitely appreciate all of that. Appreciate the support. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.